Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nunhei. Shabbos Nunhei, we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We just did the sugya of Reb Elazar ben Azariah's Tracer Alfi Igli, the 12,000 calves that he gave for Meiser. And how could it be that the Mishnah picks on one of the cows that went out with the Ritzua? So the Mishnah said it wasn't really his. It was his. The Gemara explains the Mishnah wasn't really his. It was his. It was his neighbor's. But because he did not protest, Nikris al Shemo. So we mentioned one point related to that yesterday, the very important machlokas between Tosos and the Ritva, where the Ritva says that there is a lachachila to give Meiser to. Lachachila to give Meiser to the Kohanim, even though Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Chinuch do not say that, but that was a Ritva right here tucked away in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei, which one should be aware of. Number one. Number two, two other points related to this sugya. One, specifically this sugya, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in the end of the Mosach Shabbos in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, where he talks about the Isser of Malecha Shabbos, he discusses Shvisas Behemto. We know women are obligated in all the Los Asays of Shabbos, Pashas, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf, Zachar v'Shamar. That tells us, just like they're Chayiv in the Los Asays of Shabbos, or Chayiv in the Asays of Shabbos, Kiddush, Alecha Mishnah, and all the Mitzvahs Asay of Shabbos, women are obligated in, even though it's Mangrama, because of the Hekish, Machlokas about Havdalah, because Havdalah is about Shabbos, but it's done after Shabbos. So that's the Machlokas we showed him. That is why the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama suggests that it's better for a woman to be Yotzei from a man. So Machlokas, whether she's Chayiv or not. Either way, that's in terms of the assays compared to the losa assays. But that says the Minchas Chinuch, though, what about Shvisas Behemto? Because Shvisas Behemto, you don't have a parallel in terms of assay and losa assay. All it is an assay. Kima de Shvisas Behemto v'yavdo below mechamer, without a person working their animal. Shvisas Behemto is what we're talking about in this parak. Right? That was the first tosis in the parak. Shvisas Behemto is just my animal carrying something out on Shabbos. Not specifically something for me. So who rak asay? Imkain havile asay shazman grama. So it's asman grama, says the Minchas Chinuch. Imkain nashu peturos umutaros lios behemto nosim alacha. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I think women are not obligated in Shvisas Behemto. V'yafim nomar di'asei de'shabes v'yantif nashim mitzuvos ha'ini b'shem tika lo sa'asei gamkein. Aval Shvisas Behemo de'leka el ha'asei imkein mehechetesei yu musaros. That is the question. V'gabe kiddush, you wouldn't be obligated unless there was a specific unless, because of the makar, Zachar v'Shamar. Without Zachar v'Shamar, they wouldn't be obligated. So here you don't have it. And then he ends up saying, U'be'emes, l'ra'isi zeh b'shum posek, rishon v'achron, sh'yichtivu zeh, de'isha inim etzuv alaseh zeh. Right, I never saw anybody write this. But that's his point. But then he says, shuv ra'isi sh'yigamar mufereshes, Shabbos nun dalad. Right, our Gemara, what does it say? That the neighbor of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. But what does it say? It says, the language, sh'chenoso haisa. Female. People don't pick up on that always. It was a female neighbor, not a male neighbor. It's a female neighbor. He says, I don't understand it. Lama, he leaves it to Sarachin. Doesn't answer the question. He says, why would women be obligated? That is a Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara. If you look in the Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos, right here, he also brings this up. And he says, Vani Mistapik, he has the Safik. And he says, he quotes the Tzad to say that they're not obligated, and he says, what do you do with this Gemara? He says, what you have to say is that it's included in that Hekish. Included in the Zachar v'Shamar Hekish. Even though they don't have an exact parallel, but Zachar v'Shamar includes all the mitzvahs asay. He gives a mashal. He says, there is a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah. We mentioned this before. Why are they obligated in Lecha Mishnah? Says Rabbeinu Tam, afein ol yiboso anes. The Gemara only says it by three halachas. Rabbi Dotam says it even by Lecha Mishnah. They were in the nace of the Man. Says the Ran, what do you need to say that for? The Ran says it, Zachar v'Shamar. Right, all women are obligated in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. Meaning the Ran has a more expansive way of viewing that asay los asay issue. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoting that Ran, that we're going to have from later on in the Masechta, that must be the reason why women are included. But it's a Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish Gemara against the tzad of the Minchas Chinuch that women would be pturos. Good. Next final point related to this issue. Once we're talking about tochacha, again, we mentioned this at length in the mitzvah year a couple of years ago. Those who have listened to it, but there's a beautiful thought there of Aaron Soloveitchik has related to the mitzvah of tochacha, which is a challenging mitzvah. To say that the poskim talk about, this is not an easy mitzvah and not a mitzvah that people try or want to do. Giving tochacha to a fellow Jew. But it's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. Hochech tochiyeh chazamisecha. We have to balance, you know, when we're going to be listened to or not, as we're going to talk about on today's daf. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says the lashon of tochacha is from the same lashon as lahochiach. What does lahochiach mean? The verb lahochiach usually means to prove. I'm going to be mochiach zeh. I said, what do you mean? What does proving have to do with tochacha? Right? In Lashon HaKodesh, everything's connected. Says Rav Aaron that tochacha is all about proving to the person that they themselves are better than what they're doing. We're proving to them what their real inner nature is. That's the root of tochacha. You shall prove to your fellow the wrongful path upon which he embarks, the wrongfulness of his conduct. That's the message of tochacha. And then he quotes beautifully. This is in his Sefer Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. He says, we find in the Gemara many times when people are quoted as referring to the better side of their character, they speak in the first person. While if quoted as referring to the evil aspect of their character, they refer to themselves as Hahu Gavra. They say, Ana, sometimes in the Gemara, we have a story about a person, and Amora tells a story about himself. But then if they want to say something negative about themselves, they say, Ahu Gavra, that guy. They don't say me. Why? Because of Ara, because in every person, the negative is not really themselves. Inside each Jew is that pintal yid, it's, anything negative is Ahu Gavra. It's this stranger that's coming in. But that's the point of Tochacha, to show everybody that it's only Ahu Gavra. It's not an anot, it's not themselves. He says, and that was, he goes through, that was the problem, the misunderstanding of Acher. Either at the Gemara in Chagiga, that the Baskel goes out, it says, Shuvu Ba, everybody can do Shuvu except for Acher. Except for Acher, the Acher part of you can't do Shuvu. At least Shuvu Avli, you can do Shuvu. Right? But he took that as a, you know, blanket statement that there's no way for him to be able to get out of it. Acher cannot repent, cannot do tshuva, but Elisha can. Had he not mistaken Elisha ben Avuya for Acher, had he realized that he but needed to expel the stranger from himself, then the real Elisha ben Avuya would have reemerged in true glory as a Baal Tshuva. So Rav Aaron in his piece on Tochacha. One final point related to Tochacha, which we're going to talk more about on the top of Amud Aleph here, and that is, there's an important smack. The Sefer Mitzvahs Katan says, not only is there a Mitzvah Zaseh of Tochacha, there's a Mitzvah Zaseh of accepting Tochacha. That's a Mitzvah Zaseh. Also, the ninth Mitzvah, not too far in. The Smak says, he says the Rambam doesn't count it, but I count it. Lamul arla slave. Shneamar umaltemes arla slavavchem. To circumcise our heart is a Mitzvah Zaseh daraisa. Le'ahov es ha-tochachos v'le'ahov mi sheyochichenu. Both of them. The content and the person who's saying it. Sometimes we could do one or the other. You know, I'll take the tochacha, but not from you. But with both of them. Lehovet ha-tochachas lo mishi yechichenu. Gab shlomo ha-melech amar v'sifro and mishlei hochach yavecha u-mitzvah zu yesh lav shenemar v'arpachem otakshu od. Also, we shouldn't turn our necks to the tochacha. That is interesting, important smack in mitzvah test. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue for now. Says the Gemara about six lines up at the bottom. So we were just speaking about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's neighbor's cow. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, these three rabbis. Rabbi Chaviva, Master Bekulei de Seder Moed, Kol Ki Aizuga, Chalufei, Rabbi Yochanan, Umayel Rabbi Yonasan. Whenever these three rabbis come up in Seder Moed, remember, not right, the Torah, the Mishnayos, right? They didn't have the Gemara. They are the Gemara. So in Seder Moed, he puts in Rabbi Yonasan instead of Rabbi Yochanan. Call me Shef Shalub Chos Lan Shebeso, Velo Micha. Anyone who has a chance to protest, and he doesn't, Nitfas Alan Shebeso. So he gets the punishment, right? He could have done it. Ba'an Sheiro, Nitfas Alan Sheiro, in his city. B'chala Olam Kulo, Nitfas Al Kol Olam Kulo. So we're responsible. Again, this does not go against the Bali Musar who talk about, you know, I wanted to change the world, then I realized first I wanted to change my city, and then I realized I need to just change my house, and then I realized I really first need to change myself. Right, so that's true. Yisrael Salanter says, Hochiach tochiach es amisecha es l'rabos atzmacha. Right, es includes yourself. We have to give tochacha to ourselves also. That's true. But it means once we're able to, once we have, you know, been mechazik ourselves, then little by little, we have to do what we can to affect the world. Amrach Papa, Bahani Debei Reish Galusa, Nitvasu Akulei Alma. Those in the Reish Galusa's house who can have such an effect in the world, they're going to be nitvas on everybody, meaning they're responsible. However much one's reach can stretch, that's the more responsibility they have. The more a person can be mashpia, the more people listen to them, that's a tremendous responsibility. And they have to make sure that they realize it. Ki adam Rabbi Chanina, my dechsev Hashem b'mishpat, yavo im ziknei amo v'sarav, Hashem in judgment will come to the zakenim and the sarim, the elders and the officers. Im sarim chatu zakenim achatu. What do you mean the zakenim? The sarim, find the officers sinned. What about the zakenim? Ela'ema al zakenim shalo michu b'sarim. Because they could have been moche and protested what the sarim were doing. Good. Rav Yehuda, so now we have a couple of gemaras about tochacha. Rav Yehuda, have a yasav kameh de Shmuel, asa l'ka ha'i itza. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So now he was sitting in front of Shmuel. Asa yahi itza, a woman came, katzavcha kameh, v'lavi mashkech be'ah. She started complaining to him about something. And he didn't listen. And he didn't listen. Shmuel's not usually one to do that. Amar Leila, Savar Le Mar, Otemaz no Mizakas Dal, Gam Hulik Rebbe Lo Ye'ane. So Rabbi Yehuda says to his Rebbe, don't you hold on the pasuk in Mishlei, that if you turn a deaf ear to those who are crying, you're not going to be answered either? Amar Leila, Shmuel says, unusual answer, Shinna. Smart one, Reshech Bekariri, your head's in cold water, Reshech the Reshech Bechamimi, but your head's head, meaning your Rebbe might be in cold water, but my Rebbe, right, is in hot water, meaning Hayasa Marukva Av Bezdin. I'm not in charge here, Marukva's in charge. He's the one that's in hot water. He's the one that's ultimately responsible for not listening. Dechsev Beis David, Kolamar Hashem, Dino Leboker Mishpat, Visilo Gazul Miyadoshek. Right, you have to save the Gazul, the one who is oppressed from the oppressor, penteitse ko'esh chamasi uva'ara vein mechabev ibnei ro'am alalei mechulu. So he's the one responsible. It's pretty unusual. Yeah, so why didn't Marukva do anything? The Gemara is silent here. Again, there's a lot of this story that's not in the Gemara. There must have been a reason why Marukva wasn't saying anything. And what, if Shmuel thought that Marukva was doing something wrong, so didn't he have a chiv to tell Marukva? Is there no chiv of tochacha if you see your Rebbe doing something wrong? But the Gemara says, b'machem sheish chil ashen ein chokin kavel rav. Right, if your Rebbe's doing that in a proper way, if a Rebbe, a father, there are different rules between them and everyone else in the world. But one has to, again, there's a lot from this story that is probably not here. Period. Amalei Reb Zeira Lorav Simon, Lochinu Mar, Lahani Debe Reish Galusa. Why don't you give Musar? Why don't you Mechiach to those who are with the Reish Galusa? Amalei Lo Makabli Minai. They're not going to accept it. Not going to accept it. Amalei. It doesn't matter. Give him tochach anyway. Why? May olam lo yatsa mi detova mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chaza ba'lara chutz midavar zed. There's only one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said letova in history that didn't happen. Right? That's usually the Rambam's raya. How do you know Navi Sheker? Navi Sheker, if a Navi says that something bad is going to happen to the Jews, and then something good happens, that's not a raya that he's a Navi Sheker. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu could have changed his mind with Tov. But if he says something good is going to happen to Am Yisrael, and then it doesn't happen, that's a Navi Sheker. Except for this. This is the one exception in history. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's going to do something good for Bnei Yisrael, he's going to do it. We'll get back to the Lo Makabli soon. So let's just finish the story. Dichsiv, what was the exception? A pasuk in Yechezkel. V'yomer Hashem Elav. Avar betocha ir betocha Yerushalayim. Go through Yerushalayim. Vehis visa tav al mitzchos ha'anashim ha'ne'enachim ha'ne'enachim. Write a tav. A tav. Write the letter tav. We're going to get to this from later on in this parak. Not in this parak, in this pesachta. On daf kuf dalid, we're going to get to the whole Aleph Beis. The message of the Aleph Beis. It's the code of Jewish law. That's remember, Shabbos kuf dalid. Right? It's the code of everything. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, Gimel Dal, Gimel Dalim. See, you're tav. Write a tough on their foreheads. I'll call out toivos and asos betochab v'chulu because of all the abominations that are happening in the city. What does that mean? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel leich u'reshom al mitzchan shel tzadikim tav shel dio on all the tzadikim's foreheads. Write a tough shelo yishlutu bohem malachei chavala. So the malachei chavala who are going to come through the city should not have any shlita on them. V'yal mitzchan shel reshaim tav shel dam shelo kadesh yishlutu bohem malachei chavala. So that they should be sholed on them. So use ink and blood. Ink for the tzaddikim and blood for the rishayim. Derech Agav, the Vilna Gaon says, why couldn't you just write on one of them? And the other one would have known. Right? You don't have to write on both. So he says they were bait on him. They were bait on him, and the bait on him would be saved if they're hidden. But if they're not hidden, then they wouldn't be saved. So the Malachi Chavala have to know exactly who is who. That's why you had to write on both. Okay. Amra midas adil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shalom. Manish tano elameilu. I don't understand. What's the difference? They both, I don't see anything different on the outside. Amar la. Halalu tzadikim geburim. Halalu rishayim geburim. These are tzadikim. These are rishayim. So that's why there's different, there's an onesh and there's a salvation. Amar lafan of Rebbeinu Shalom. Haya biyadam limchos velomichu. These are tzadikim geburim. But they could have protested. Amar la. Galui viyadua. Lefanai. Shemichu bahem. Lo yikablu mehem. No. I know. I see that they wouldn't have accepted anyway. Right? I knew. So I'm not going to hold them at fault. Amra lefanav. So Midas Hadin says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Im lefanecha galui, lohem mi galui. But they don't know that. Right? They don't know that. You might know that, but they don't know that. They have to do what they have to do. Right? A Jew has to do what's incumbent upon them. That's it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, changes his mind. Where did we have this once before? Where it's not the exact same lashon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while the Midas Hadin here is talking, says the Jew has to do what he has to do. He doesn't try to make cheshbonos. We had it back in Brachas in the ninth daf in Shas, daf Yud. Remember the sugya of Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu comes to Chizkiyahu is sick, and Yeshayahu says, "What's the problem? I didn't want to have kids. Why didn't you want to have kids? Because I saw I'm going to have Rishayim as children." So what does Yeshayahu tell him? You do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Right? What are you worrying about the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to do what you're mitzvah to do. Don't worry about behind the scenes. So here too, they have a chiyuv of tochacha. They have a chiyuv of tochacha that the person might not accept. They don't know that. So they had to do it. So and this is the change of heart. Zakein bachur ubsula tafen Hashem tahargula mashchis v'al kol ish asher alav atof al tigashu. Right, first, so far so good. Right, all the people who have the tough, al tigashu, do not come close to. But then Hashem adds, umi mikdashi tachilu. Start with my mikdash. What does that mean? V'ksiv v'yachelu ba'anashim azakeinim asher lefnei abayis. They started with the elders that were in front of the house. Tani Rav Yosef, Al Tikri Mikdashi, Ela Mikudashi, my sanctified ones. Elu Bnei Adam, Shekimu Es HaTorah, Kulam Ealef HaTov. So that's where the punishment started from. So the first half, you see the Pasuk said that they have a tough, they have protection, and all of a sudden it says they're starting. The punishment starting with that. So we see, Kaviyachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was swayed by Midas Hadin. Okay, that's going to talk about changing one's mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this in the first place, right? So what was it? Maybe he, right? Midas Hadin, maybe he was going to have Rachmanis. Midas HaRachman was winning, but then Midas Hadin says, but they did not fulfill this chiyuv. Stop there for a minute. We're going to continue the story in a second with Miyad. So the Gemara seems to say that even though they might not accept, then we still have a chiyuv. We still have a chiyuv to do it. Top Tosfos. Hainu hecha de safek im makabli. Still, that's only if there's a safek. If there's any type of doubt, then we have a chiyuv of tochacha. Again, in the nice, proper way, where we're making a kiddush Hashem and not a chil Hashem. Kedamar besamach. Lefneihem mi galui. But what if there was galui? Lefneihem. Aval hecha devade lo makabli. Hanach lahem. But in a situation where I know for sure this guy is not listening to me. There's no way. Right? Then we have the principle from Maseches Beitzah. Mutav shi shogeg v'al yimei zidin. Let it be a shogeg. If I know they're not going to listen anyway. Mutav shi shogeg v'al yimei zidin. That is Tosas. The Shito Aran here says, how do you know? A lot, most of the time you don't know. If it's Vadai, if you tried once before. If you tried once and it was clearly not accepted, so then you could assume. He quotes the Ra'ah. Dino dafka lo chicha pam rishona misafik. Avagat desafid ol makabli. Avalem ho chicha pam achas. Velo kiblu. Vade patrim lo chicha pam shnia. Kidekai malan, as Chazal say. Kishem she mitzvah lo adam lomar davar hanishma. Kach mitzvah lo shalo lomar davar she'eno nishma. The Shita L'Ran right here. So you have to know, if it's Vade, the Gemara only said here, where they didn't realize, they didn't know. But if they know, then one does not have a chiyuv. There is also a limit even on that, even if I know. Because there is a discussion in the Achronim. Pashtus, the mitzvah of tochacha is to try to get the person to stop. But there are some sources, and some netios in some sources that seem to say that tochacha is not just for that, but it's just to make a macha. There's a chil Hashem taking place. There's a chait, and it's my responsibility to say something. like the stories of, maybe to be mechazik myself. Like the stories of Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan, when he first came to America, they said the first time he saw Chil Shabbos in his life. Right? He came to America, whatever it was, he was, I mean, it was even non-Jews maybe, but he said he fainted on the spot. So he fainted. He saw somebody driving on Shabbos. He fainted. They woke him up. Maybe it was a non-Jew, whatever. But then every time he said he saw a Jew, he said to himself, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Just to be mechazik himself. Not that he's going to change anybody else's behavior. Right? We never saw somebody getting screamed at Shabbos and they, oh, you're right, I'm going to get out of my car. Right? It's never happened in the history of the world. But to himself, quietly. Right? That's the mitzvah, that's also part of Tochacha. So that myself, I'm mechazik myself. So there are some elements of that. So that's the machlokas we've shown him here. And the Ramah quotes, weighs in on the issue. The Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, where the context of that sugya in Beitza is, about Mutav Shei Shogegin, about women who did work very late on Erev Yom Kippur, says the Ramah, after quoting, Mutav Shei Shogegin, Vadafka She'eno Mufuresh Batorah, Afa Pishuhu De'oraisa, Avalimu Mufuresh Batorah, Mochin Biyadam. He quotes that. He says, when do we say the principle of Mutav Shei Shogegin? That's only if something's not explicit. But if it's explicit in the Torah, then there's different rules. But then the Rama adds in our Tosas as well. V'im yodeya she'ein dvarav nishmaim lo yomar barabim lo chicham rak pamachas. Aval lo yarbet betochachos mecha she'yodeya shelo yishmu elav. Aval biyachid chayev lo chicho. Then he has a lasha and asher yakenu, but I don't think that's l'maisa to bizman hazeh. If there's time elapsed, that maybe the person has changed, maybe there's a difference in economy, it's a different situation. But if nothing has changed, so then one doesn't have that. But either way, it's a challenging issue. It's not so clear, the mitzvah of Tochacha. The Chavetz Chaim writes about it in some of his svarim, exactly when do we have a chiyav, when do we not have a chiyav. It's always easier to not be mochiach and assume that they're not gonna say anything. But it comes up in the workplace, it comes up in the neighborhood, so one has to be very careful exactly what one does. It's tragic but very interesting tshuva. We mentioned this a bunch of times in the past. Tshuva in the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda in Arach Chaim has the discussion. We mentioned this Shabbat Shuva. He has a discussion of somebody who is misvada to him, that Rachman al-Aslani was mezana with his mother-in-law for 3 years. And this tshuva is a 10-page tshuva. And the whole tshuva, the first half of the tshuva is, does he have to tell his wife about it? A. And the second half of the tshuva is, how does he do tshuva? So the second half of the tshuva is what we've discussed in the past. He says, how many fast days do I have to do? He says, you could fast Shnos Mesushela, because it's not going to be enough for you. He says, but that you're asking me something that's not halachic, right? You're asking me something, I can tell you halacha. I don't know. So he says, that's the second half of the tshuva. And he talks there about why isn't there tshuva v'chayv b'mitzvas Beis Din. That's an important discussion. That's his lashon. Eina tainus ragdover tafel l'tshuva. V'ikra tshuva hi azivas achet. Uvidui dvarim b'leiv nishmar charata b'leiv shalim. His karbus v'slavus levos abore. He says, you're telling me you want fast days? V'lo yaspiku lo shnos b'sushalach. Anyway, but in the first half of the tshuva, he discusses the halachic issue. Of if somebody knows, Rachman al-Islan, somebody knows that a woman was Mazana, and she's an Isseracious Ish, an Isser Sota, does he have a Chiyav to tell that person? So he goes through the issue, he says, but you're an Eid Echad. He says, I know you're the one that did it, but you're an Eid Echad. So in one of the paragraphs he says, Pashuta davar, Shechayev la'agid l'bawa isha l'hodiyo, she'isho zinsa, you gotta tell the husband, she'yifrosh mimena. El Shata Ikalis Fuke, but measure this topic, but maybe you thought, maybe Shema Dafka Bakam Shayo Ilu Dvarav. Maybe he's not gonna listen. He's gonna say, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. My wife is a wonderful person. I don't believe you. You're 1 aid, right? Vahamasha Kagon Khadeo Lavish Kilayim, Yochala Haroslo, Oem Zinse Isha Bishne Aidim, Avakan, Halogamim Yagid, Ulai Lo Yehemahemin Bani Abalkametre, Vozlo Yilu Dvarav, and therefore you don't have to tell him. So he says, doesn't know the Behuda, he's probably going to believe you. You know, this type of situations, sometimes there's some, there's sveikus anyway. So the Baal would probably believe you. Imkein gamata, she'eno barurlo, it's at least a safek, mechuyiv lemevet et shalo, velo gara mi mitzvah socheach tochiach, she'amru b'mesecha Shabbos, im lefanecha galui, lefneya mi galui, ayin Shabbos nun hei, quotes our Gemara. Right, meaning, if you're not vaday sure, you gotta say something. And this is a crucial issue. Ramosha has tshuvas about, let's say somebody knows, it might be an exception to the rule. What if somebody knows that someone's a mamzer? I heard an unbelievable story 2 weeks ago from someone who's heard it from an Eid Re'iyah. Again, we're going to move, but heard it from an Eid Re'iyah. He said this was at, I don't know how to use this story, but this person said that his friend was at a wedding in the 1970s with Rav Moshe. And the right before, I told you this, I mentioned this, and the right before the wedding, the mother of the Kala is like uncontrollably crying. Uncontrollably. And it's like unusual, like not like regular crying before a wedding. So, and she goes over to Rav Moshe, who is a Messiah Kedushin, and says, I need to speak to you. He's like, yeah. He's like, no, in private. He's like, can you talk to me after the chuppah? It's like 2 minutes, where like they started the walking down already. So, no, now. So they go into a private room, and Rav Moshe, and the person who saw this told over the story from the person I heard it from. So he said he went into a room, and she's crying, she can't even get the words out. And she tells Rav Moshe, she says, you know, I've been holding this back for 20 years, you know, this child is mamzeris. It was at a wedlock, I had a maises nus, and she's mamzeris. And the chassan was Rav Moshe's Talmud. The Rav Moshe, was out of Kedushin. 5 minutes before, the woman's crying, and the makeups, and scribing. Rav Moshe just stares at her, and he says, "Eina ne'emenes." Those two words. You look in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says everybody's agreed to say Yakir, the special din of Baal Basra. Only the father. Mother doesn't have a need to aid him. Mother does not believe. Eina ne'emenes. All of a sudden, the chassan comes in. Everything okay? What's going on? Rav Moshe puts his arm around the chassan and says, amazing zivik. Let's go to the chuppah. That's Rav Moshe. And he said Rav Moshe stayed the entire wedding, even though he usually didn't. How did he become Rav Moshe? But he stayed, he wanted to be mechazek and show that he was, this is the halacha. He sees through halacha. It doesn't matter if the woman's crying hysterically. You know, any of us, so the person I heard this from is also a Rav. So he said, you know what I would have done in that situation? He says, I would have fainted on the spot. I would have pretended to faint. Hatzalah would have come in. As they're wheeling me out, I would have called Rav Moshe on the phone. Rav Moshe, what do I do? He says, what, are you crazy to do that wedding? But halacha is halacha. Halacha is reality. That's halacha. That's Rav Moshe about, in terms of, related to that, no to be Yehuda. Okay, let's get back to what we're talking about. Okay, Baruch Hashem, to come to today's daf for that story, Dayenu. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Umiyad. First wide line, last word. Umiyad. V'hinei shisha anashim bon. This is continuing the story of Hashem punishing the Anshe Yerushalayim. V'hinei shisha anashim bon miderach shara elyon. Asher mafne tzafona. They're coming from the shara elyon, from the north. V'ish kli mafatso biyado. And everybody has their weapon. V'ish echad betocham lavush habadim. And one man amongst them is wearing the badim. V'kesses ha-sofer b'masnav. V'yavo v'yamdu etzal mizbach ha-nachoshes. They came and they stood next to the mizbeach. Mizbeach ha-nachoshes mihavei. Was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes still around? Shlomo HaMelech made a bigger Mizbeach out of Avanim. What do you mean the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? Abelu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hizchilu Mimakom Sha'omim Shira Lefanai. It's just a Makom. Start from the Mizbeach, where the Levim sing Shira. U'maninu Shisha Anashim, who are the 10 men? Amar Rav Chisda, angels, right? Malachai Chavala. Ketzef Afachema U'mashris U'mishaber U'machala. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, Kaviyachol, in order to punish those who are not mocha. Umayshta tough. Why tough? Out of all the letters, why was that the simon put on the forehead? Amar Rav, Wamshad, tough, tichye, tough, tamus. Tough is about, you know, mi yichyu, mi yamus. Ushmuel amar, tama zchus avos. Zchus avos has been, tama has been finished. We'll get back to that. Rabbi Yochanan amar, tachin zchus avos. Zchus avos is usually very gracious. But, you know, here might not be working. Rish Lakish Amar, Taf, Sof, Chosamu, Shalakadish Baruch Hu. Taf is the end of Hashem's signet, Damar Bichanino. Chosamu, Shalakadish Baruch Hu is MS. The Chosam of Hashem is MS. Right, and the Taf symbolizes MS, and they violated. So we'll get back to that at the end if we have time. Rish Lakish Nachmani Amar, Eilu B'nei Adam, Shekimu, Esatora, Kulame, Alav Yatav. Right, these are the people who A to Z. They did the entire Torah, Taf, even the Taf. Even the tough, except the not being mochiach, and that's why they were punished. Okay, stop there for a moment. There's no more zchus avos. So what do we say every day in davening? Okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We invoke zchus avos. What do you mean? There's no more zchus avos, and we're about to prove it from Sukkim. So Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, Ushmuel, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to zchus avos tamah, Aval bris avos slotama. The covenant, the bris of the avos. There is an element of schus avos that we don't have anymore. Once we didn't follow the avos, but we still have bris avos. What exactly is that? It's a good question. That's Tosas in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The difference between schus avos and bris avos. Tosak is another answer. Maybe there are other sources that say there's chus avos for the tzaddikim, and there's bris avos for the rishoyim. Okay, Tosas discusses that here in that Tosas. Okay, meyemas haitamas chus avos. At what point did it end? Chus avos. A couple of suggestions. Amarav miyemos Hoshea ben Beiri. Shneamar in the days of Hoshea, or the first of the Treyasar. Shneamar agale et navluta le'enema ahaveha ve'ishlo yasalena miyadi. No one's going to save even the avos. Ushmuel amar mi mechazael. Shneamar v'chazael malach aram lachatzes Yisrael kol yemei Yehoachaz. He pressured them. V'ksiv v'yachan Hashem osam v'yirachameim v'yifen aleihem l'man briso et avram Yisav Yaakov. Below Ava Hashki, some didn't want to destroy them. Below Ashlichem, Ameapanav at Ata. Until then, right until now in the pasuk, but after that, there's no more. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Mimei Elio. Shneamar Elio says by the Nevi Abal, Vahi Baalos Hamincha Vayagesh Elio Anavi Vayomer Hashem Elokei Avraham Yisrael Yisrael Hayom Yivada Ki Ato Elokim VYisrael Vani Abdecha Ubitvarcha Atisi is called Rama Elo Vechulu. Right, by the story with the Nevi Abal and Har HaKarmel. It says today, I mean today and not tomorrow, is going to be finished. Number four, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mimei Chizkiyo, Shemar Lamar Behamisra Ulishalom in Kates, Alkise David Vamamachto, Lachinosa Ulisaada. This is the prayer that he's helping out David, Ulisaada Bimishparu Bistaka, Me'ata Va'adolam, Kinas Hashem Svakos Ta'azazos, Vechulu. The Kina of Hashem does this. Rashi says the Kina of Hashem and not the Schusavos. Right, that's the mechanism that is working. Okay. Again, there's a lot more, but let's continue because we still have what to do. Amar of Ami, ein misa below chet, ve'ein yisurin below avon. There is no death without sin. There is no yisurin without sin. Right, chet and avon. Not getting into now, the Radvaz has a tshuva. If you want to look it up in Chelek Beis, Tav Chav Dalid, isn't avon usually worse than chet? So shouldn't it be ein misa below avon, ve'ein yisurin below chet? You should have the more serious punishment with a more serious crime. So, there's suggestions. Why exactly is misa below chet ve'isur below avon? Ein misa below chet dichsiv ha-nefesh ha-chotas hi-tamus, because the sinner, nefesh chotas, that's the one that dies. Ve'ben lo yisa ba'avon ha'av, va'av lo yisa ba'avon ha'bem, tzidkas ha-tzadik alav tihyeh, ve'rishas ha-rosh alav tihyeh v'chulu. So, we die because of our sins, ultimately. Ein yisur below avon dichsiv ufakavsi b'shevet pisham uvinigayim avonam. I hit them, and I gave them to Goyim, Yisurin, because of their sins. Says the Gemara, Meisve, 1 minute, we have a brisa. Amru Malach HaShar Yisrofanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel asked Hashem, Rebona Shel Olam, Mipnei Makanas Demisa Adam HaRishon, why do you have to kill Adam? I didn't have to kill Adam, it's the first Pasuk in Chumash. The day that you eat from this, you're going to die. But the Malachim was still bothered. Right, why do you do this? Amru Lahem, Mitzvah Kalat Sivisiv Avar Aleha. Right? I gave him one simple mitzvah. One mitzvah. And he violated. Okay, so what about Moshe and Aaron? What did they do? They were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and they died too. Mikra Echad LaTzadik V'LaRasha LaTov V'Chulu. Right, one of those psukim that Kohelis was almost left out of Tanakh for. Right, everything, the same thing happens to Tzadikim and Rishayim. It's all the same. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is quoting Shlomo Melech in Koheles, meaning this is the way of the world. Sounds like, in Achinami, Moshe and Aaron didn't sin, and yet they died. So it's HaKadosh Rabbi Ami say, people only die because of their sins. So who damar ki aitana? Machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim whether people die not for sins. Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Moshe Aaron Becheta Mesu, they also, Shneamar, Yan Lohem Matimbi. Right, because you didn't believe me, you weren't momming me with the Meimariva. But if you would have believed me, then your time would not have come to be niftar from the world. Okay, so at this point, we think it's a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas Rabbi Ami holds like the opinion that says only with an aveira. Meisvei, we have another brisa. It's quoted here in Avoh Basra. Two places in Shas. Arba'a Mesu b'ithyo shonachash. There are four people who never sinned. Four people die just because of the Nachash. Because Misa is inherently in the world. The Elohein, all of that. Who are they? Binyamin ben Yaakov. Ah, Siyata Deshmaya, the sixth parsha, the birth of Binyamin. The Amram Avi Moshe. Amram, the father of Moshe. The Yishai Avi David. The kill of Ben David. All of these four. The Kulu, Gemara, and they're all Mesorah. Levar Yishai Avi David. Except for Yishai, who's hinted to in the Pasuk. To Mefarish Bekra. The Pasuk says, V'es Amasa, son of Shalom tachas Yoav Saratsava, Amasa, Avshalom put him as the officer, V'Amasa, who was he? Ben Ish, Ushmo Yisra HaYisraeli, Asher Boel Avigayo, Bas Nachash, Achos Shruya, Aim Yoav, that's his description. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Bas Nachash, Havi, was Avigayo, this daughter of Nachash, V'alo Bas Yishai Havi, Tichsev, Achio Say, and it says in Divrei Yamim, Shruya V'Avigayo. So what do you mean, Nachash? Ella bas misha meis bit yosho Nachash. So he died, so the son of the one who died because of the Nachash. Okay, so let's just finish first and then we'll make a comment. So Mani. So Ilema. So who is this Brisa? Whose opinion is it of the earlier Tanaim? So Ilema Tana de Malachi Ashares. Is it the Brisa of the Malachi Ashares up top? Right, who said that people die without sin? V'hoikam Moshe v'Aretz. And there's only four, the six. Moshe and Aaron also. Elolav, Rav Shimon Elazar. So it must be the second Brisa, Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that people do die. People die only with sin. Vishmamina, Yish Misa Belochet, Yish Yisrim Beloavon. But then there's Akasha, because there are four people that never sinned. Vitiyufta, Dervami, Tiyufta. Okay. Tiyufta. No answer given. So whenever this comes up, I like to quote the thought that I once heard from, 20 years ago or so, from Rabbi Alan Schwartz. The Rav of Oz in the Upper West Side. So he says the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on Daf Kuf Aleph that when Rabbi Eliezer was sick, all his Talmidim went to him, and of course Rabbi Akiva is the one that's laughing when everybody else is crying. And they say to him, "What's Rabbi Akiva? What's going on?" He says, "Limatan Rabbeinu, Rabbi, you taught us Ein Sadik Baris Asher Yaseh Dov Lo Yachta. Right, Pasuk in Koheles. Everybody sins." Right, so they say to him, that's the end of the story. Right, they're, did I not do anything from the Torah? So he quotes this pasuk. So, number one, is that covered for your Rebbe? Your Rebbe's dying. And you say to him, come on, everybody sins. Everybody sins. Number one. Number two, shouldn't he say haksiv? What do you mean, limatana rabbeinu? It's a pasuk in Tanakh. Haksiv! What do you mean, limatana rabbeinu? Question two. Question three is, what about our Gemara? There were four people that never sinned. So what do you mean, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz? So Tosfos on top right here says, oh, Baruv B'nei Adam Ka'amar. But answer by Schwartz, he says, what do you mean? There are four exceptions to the rule. Maybe Rabbi Elazar was also an exception. So he said that, no, who are these four people? If we look at them closely, all four of them, what do they have in common? They're all very close to somebody who made a difference in Jewish history. They're all close to the Gadol Hadar. Binyamin and Yosef, Yishai and David, Kilav and Shlomo, and Amram and Moshe. They weren't the Gedolei Hadar, the four people that never sinned. If somebody is a God, if somebody's making a difference in Jewish history, and we're being mashpia, nobody's perfect. We do our best, but we have to take risks. Not everybody likes us, right? But we have to do our best. But it says that's the pshat. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. It's not Ein Tzadik. If somebody's Ba'aretz, if somebody is being involved in the world, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva was saying, you were involved in the world. And you were the Gadol Hadar. You were like Moshe and David. And so that's the message that he's giving. He's saying, Rebbe, you taught us that pasuk. And that's Limatan Rabbeinu. Not just the Haksiv. You taught us how to learn that pasuk of Ba'aretz. And that's how it explains all of the questions that are mentioned. Also, I don't think he mentioned, but it also might be why Idafka says like the family names. We know who Binyamin is. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Thanks very much. How many Binyamins are there in Tanakh? Right? So maybe Idafka telling us it has to do with the family. The structure they win. Binyamin Yaakov. Who else was a Ben Yaakov? Right? The Yishai Avi David. There it says it Beferish. Am Rabbi Moshe Killa Ben David. Doesn't say Achi Shlomo. Okay, but still, that's the pshat. Okay. Next Gemara. Now, next blot and a half. We have the next section. Amr Shomar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan. Kala Om, what's we're talking about? People who sinned? We talk about how we view them. Kala Omer Ruven Chata Ein Ela Toweh. Anyone who says Reuven sinned is making a mistake. He did not actually, he was not Mizana, but he was Mevalbel the Mita. Right? He was my Mizana. Again. And you got to deal all the parshas that we're talking about. Shneimar, Vayu bnei Yaakov Shneimasar. It says right after, in the second half of that pasuk, the shiftei kam, melameit shekulan shkulam ka'achas, they're all equal. Elamani makayim vayishkafes bilha pilegesh aviv. So why does it say that in the Torah then? Why does it say that? Melameit shebilbel matzo'o shel aviv, that he messed up the bed, as Rashi quotes, in the coming up parsha, umale alav ha'kasav kilu shachavimah, we consider it as if it was done that way. Okay? But either way, we always have to realize the Torah Shebichsav, the Pashas, is always said for a certain way. It's always said for a certain way. There's a fascinating Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah points out. The Rambam in Hilchas Sota. When we're Ma'ayim on the Sota, before she drinks the water, and we try to get her to be Modeh, so we say to her, Va'omim labiti, harbei kidmucha v'nishtefu, va'anashim gedolim, v'yikarim tagaf yitzron. Many people have had the Yetzer Hara get the better of them. Come on, just admit. So we don't have to be Moch Hashem Hashem. V'nichshelu, u'magidin la Maisa Yehuda v'tamar kawato, u'maisa Ruvein p'pilegesh aviv al pashto, u'maisa Amnon v'achoso, k'dei lo hakel alaha achet tivadeh. So you see, even great people. So what's the lashon? P'pilegesh aviv al pshuto? Says the Kesef Mishnah right there. Because our Gemara says if you don't take a pshuto, then there was no sin. But you tell her al pshuto. Tell her Apshuto. That's the pashtus, you say, of the pashtus of the Gemara. Very interesting. Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perikimel Halacha base. So anybody says Toeb. Good. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Mutsa Oso Tzadik Mioso Avon, Vloba Maises Eliyadu. Whatever happened? How do you know? Efshar Os Zaro La Amod Al Harevol. Is it possible that in the future, Sheva late Reuven is going to stand on Harevol, Volomar, Oro Shochev and Meishes Aviv, V'yavo Chetzel Yado? It's impossible. El Amani Mekayim Eishkavis Belobi Legash Aviv, El Bonimo Tava. So Rashi quotes, he was standing up for his mother. Amar, Im Achos Imi, Haisat Sarali Imi, Shivchas Achos Imi Te Sarali Imi? Okay, Rachel beat out my mother. But Bilah is going to beat out my mother? So, Amadu Bilbo has matzos. That's why he switched the beds. Acher ma'omim, or a different pshat, shtei matzos bilbel. There were two beds. Acha shel shchina, va'acha shel aviv. There was one bed of the shchina. What does that mean? Rashi. Look at Rashi, the first couple of skinny lines. Fourth skinny line. Kachaya Yaakov oseh, ba'arba alei nashav. In Yaakov, in the four tents, ma'amid mita l'shchina. He put an extra bed for the shchina. Uba oso oel shehu roe bo ashchina, hu bava one oso alayla. Wherever he saw the shchina, that's where he went. That's where he went. Unbelievable. That's what he did. He wanted to see where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, had in mind for him that night. So he switched those beds. Bahainu dechsiv, oz chilalta yitzui Allah. Right, the one that goes up is symbolizing the Shechina. Kitanoi. Really, this is a machlokas tanoim, whether we should view Reuven's sin as literally. Pachas kama amaltosar, his bracha. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, we're going to darshin, Pachas is Rashi Tevis. Pazisa, Chavsa, Zalsa. Right, he acted quickly, he was chayiv, and he belittled. Right, he was mezalzel. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Pasata aldas, Chatata, Zanita. Right, all these Tanam are holding that he actually sinned. Rebbe Gamliel Omer, Pilalta, you judged yourself. Chalta, you became sick from control. Zarcha tfilasecha, your tefillah was shining, meaning he controlled himself. Omer Gamliel, Adayin Shrichananu Lamodai, we still need the last opinion of Rebbe Elazar HaModai. Rebbe Elazar HaModai Omer, Hafoch et ateva vadarsha, opposite. Zizata, you were shaking. Hirtata, you were scared. Parcha chet mimech, your chet went away from you. That sounds like he did it, but then he did tshuva. Rava Amar, V'yamila Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Zacharta, Onshel Shel Davar, you remembered, Chilita Atzvacha Choli Gadol, that's the ches, you became sick on it, Pirashta Malachto, you stopped sinning. So that's all Reuven. It's all Reuven. Whenever you do these Gemaras, it's always interesting to look at that. The Achronim, the Bali Musar and the Achronim all discuss how you're supposed to view these Gemaras. Rav Hirsch writes in Bracious, I think I brought it, Rav Hirsch writes in Bracious that yes, of course, you have all these Gemaras, but you also have to remember Torah Shebichsav, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the fact that you take the Gemara, the Psukim Kipshuto, not going beyond, Chas V'Shalom. It's not our job to ever, you know, to suggest that there was any extra chait that they did that Chazal don't say. Chas v'shalom. Chazal atzi after the Shemaya. After the Gemara, it's finished. Right? There are those that want to say that there are more chatoim, but no, we don't say that. But at least what Chazal say, says Rav Hirsch, that makes them even greater leaders. He says this in Lech Lecha. Right, the Torah never hides from us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that, it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us of their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, right, if they, the Chazon Ish, they say, you know, never nursed from his mother without a yarmulke. I mean, you're like, forget it. You know, it's not shy of to all of us. Right? But the more that our great leaders are human, not human like us, but still human, they're greater role models for us to learn from. Right? It may never be our task to whitewash the spiritual and moral heroes of our past, to appear as apologists for them. They do not require our apologies, new to such attempts become them. Truth is the seal of our Torah, the Chulu, he continues. That's Rav Hirsch in Lech Lecha. Okay. Let's continue. So this was about Reuven. So, Simon, Reuven, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, Dabru, Shlomo, the Yoash, Yoshio, Simon. Omer Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer Yonasan Kol HaOmer Bnei Eli Chatu Eino Elatoa Bnei Eli, beginning of Shmuel. Right, we have to say they sinned in the way that is described is Toa Shneimar V'Shem Shnei Bnei Eli Chafni UPinchas Kohanim Hashem. It calls them beautiful name. Have you darshan from there? Sava Lakarav Dava Rav Pinchas Lo Chata Pinchas did not do a sin. We'll see how we know that soon. Makash Chafni LePinchas. And we compare the two. Pinchas lochata, chafni lochata. They didn't do the sin that is ascribed to them in the text. But it said they lay with the women who came to bring their karbanos. So mitoch shesho ekinayan shalohocha leitzabalayan baalei alein akotav kilu shachvam. No, the point is they didn't give the karbanos. Because they didn't give the karbanos, yoledas, whatever it is, they prevented the wives from going back to being with their husbands. Because they prevented that, that's why ke'ilu, the pasuk considers it as if they did something terrible. Because that itself is something very negative in the eyes of halacha. But not that they actually did what the pasuk says. Gufa, amarav, pinchas lochata, shenei amar, how do you know? Pinchas, the son of Eli, v'achia ben achitov, achi I kavod, ben pinchas ben Eli, kavod Hashem, v'chulu. Efshar chet ba'ol yadov, akasam yachaso. The Torah gives him such yichus. How could the Torah do that? How could the Navi do that if he was a chote? Baruch Kfar Nemar, it already says, Yachreis Hashem, l'ish asher yasena er v'ona me'ahalei Yaakov. Right, anybody who does terrible things, right, we cut him off. U'makish minchal Hashem tzvakos. Meaning, im Yisrael, who, if he's a Yisrael, lo yehei er arba chachamim, v'lo ne betalmidim. He won't have any children who are wiser or talmidim. V'im kohenu, lo yehei lo ben makish mincha. Meaning he's going to be, forget it, he's going to be finished if he does terrible things. Elolav, so it must be, shma mina, Pinchas lo chata. So it must be Pinchas did not sin because he has yichus. Elama, hotech siv asher yishkavun. Doesn't it say yishkavun they? So yishkavun ksiv. Can read it as Yishkavan, he, not they. Vaksiv, Albanai, when Eli says to them, don't, Kilo Tova Shmua, when Eli tries to give them Tochacha, so I'm Rabbi Nachman Bayisag, Beniksiv, even though we read it Banai. Vaksiv, Ma'avirim, says that too, I'm Rabbuna, Breder of Yeshua, Ma'aviram Ksiv. Right, it can read it also singular, Vaksiv, Bnei Beliyal, aye, what it says, Bnei, plural, mitok shahailo lapinchas limchos lachafni velo micha ma'aleo alakasav kiluchata. Right, our context, he could have been mocha. If you notice, just all of these psukim have a little circle and tells us where it is. Except by ma'avirim. There's no little circle there. There's no such pasuk. There's no such pasuk. The Maritz Chayis here points out that every once in a while in Shas, the Gemara makes up a pasuk. Right, it's sad. It's like a puzzle that you would expect to be there, but it's not there. You find that he quotes a couple of times, four or five places. He quotes in Shas, Harvey Pa'amim, he says, Matzinu sheba gemar mevi'im mikra asher lo nimsa b'shum makom. Tosis in Shabbos kuf chav chaz, brachas samach alef, el mayata, v'yelech, at the end of brachas, v'yelech al kana achere yishto, u'pasek zel lo nimsa b'shum makom. And he quotes a couple of examples. Okay, sometimes the Gemara quotes a phrase that is not really a pasuk. Good, okay, there's a lot more, but the Hashem will continue. Tomorrow we get to the last daf in Bamei Behema, and we continue the sugyas of Kol Omer David and others as well. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a Ian Dapi Ian Shir was given last night. It should be up at Hashem related to Akedas Yitzchak. Yesterday we had the camel being Akud. So hopefully that'll be up. And Parsha Shir is tonight.